Hi, Mandy. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, you know, the holidays. Like, oh my gosh. I was just thinking about last night. I finally did my decorations because I told my husband, if we don't get it up, it's never going to get done, you know? So I was like literally up until like 11 o'clock last night putting up all my Christmas decor. And then I started thinking about, oh my God, the Christmas list. Oh Lord.
Yeah.
I'm a last minute shopper.
I am too. This started yesterday. You're one step ahead of me. We spend our holiday weekend decorating my mother-in-law's house.
So. Oh my God.
I haven't got to do mine yet.
Yeah. You know what? I told my husband, I feel like every room I have spent cleaning, decluttering, like I told him I got two more rooms to go and I'm done. I said this, I get like really like stressed out when I see a mess anywhere or clutter and it just freaks me out. I said, I'm ready to get a dumpster and everything is going in the trash. Every bit of things that he's like, wait a minute. I go, so if you don't want it in the trash, I suggest you find a spot for it and put it away.
That's a good way to get it done. Let me tell you what.
He's like, okay, leave my man cave alone. And I said, no, I'm like over it. You know, I just, I cringe. Anything out of place just drives me crazy. But enough about me. I did want to call you because I believe you were speaking with Nick, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I was kind of reading through his notes. I guess you needed to speak with Clay about the call tracking number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So did you get an opportunity? I know with the holiday and all, but did you get an opportunity to talk with Clay about it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And he's good with the tracking number. Were you able to explain to him like the whole point of it?
I was, and neither one of us are comfortable with it, which is what I kind of tried to express to Nick. And if I had been explained that ahead of time, we probably would not have moved forward the way we did.
Okay.
So
let me ask you.
With it.
Yeah. What are the concerns with it, Mindy? So this way I kind of have a better understanding of what concerns you guys about the tracking number.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of concerns.
Uh-huh.
And you guys never want to hear this part, and I understand that. But if down the road we decide to stop doing services with you, now I have customers that are familiar with this other number.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to work anymore, which is not good. We've been established for too long with the same phone number.
Okay.
Add another one in that may potentially not last or be apart forever, like the ones that we already have. And I
okay.
know Nick mentioned, oh, we could send out an email blast, but not everybody's, it's not a comfort zone.
Okay. All right. How long have you had this phone number, Mindy?
14 years.
Give me one second. And that number's blasted on shirts, like where do you have that phone number blasted at? Like other than business cards, you've
business
had the phone number for 14 years.
All of our vehicles are lettered. All of our shirts that the crew wears on the job site. We have dress shirts that we wear out so that he wears on estimate. We are in the local newspaper. We were in the local Penny Saver for over a decade until they stopped publishing it.
Yeah, that was a nightmare when that happened. Oh my gosh, you don't even know. People went.
It's the only reason we're looking into you guys, because that was 80% of our business that has dropped now. So.
You know what happened is people went in to work. I know specifically people that worked for Penny Saver way back, they went to work and the doors were shut. They had no idea. They were given no notice. Yeah. They went into work
when
Local
IQ bought it out, you mean, or Gannett or whatever,
yep.
When they bought it out?
They were never given any notice. They literally went to work and the doors were locked. Yeah, right? It was really bad.
And that whole transition was ridiculous. And Gannett or whatever it is that's running it now, they're horrible with their customer service and their pricing ripples. And then they just literally no warning this summer said, oh, by the way, we're not doing papers anymore. It's all online. And that's nothing against online. I know it's a huge thing these days, but 80% of our customers are senior citizens that, like, I have customers that still to this day don't own a cell phone or a computer or an email.
Oh, my gosh.
So the paper is important to us. And I know you guys don't do anything with that, but at this point, we're just trying to fill gaps.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Years, so.
It's this day and age now. You know, I mean, a lot of us still do everything old school, right? And
yeah.
But, I mean, I understand your point with the paper part of it. Like, I used to work for, like, advertising for Recycler, which they're kind of like, they were kind of like a competitor to Penny Saver. And they were, like, automotive businesses. But then, you know, I kept saying, like, listen, everyone's starting to go online. And no one was listening, and then they hopped on the online train a little bit too late, and lo and behold, they had to end up, you know, just shutting the doors.
Right, yep. Well, I get it.
So,
that's not a situation that we're in by any means.
right. Yeah, thank goodness, you know, thank goodness, absolutely.
Yeah, no, of course. So
bear
anyway,
with me here. Yeah, and I know you're out and about. I'm just, this is why I'm asking you these questions. Like, you know, okay, the tracking number. So let me see here. So it's the tracking number that's just holding you guys back is what it is.
Right. And I know you don't want to hear this either, but I'm almost to the point where we might have to consider refunding the initial payment. And I know there's like a whole 90-day whatever cancellation, but given the fact that this information wasn't disclosed before I agreed to the contract, I think should be some sort of stipulation.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can get an approval to not have the tracking number, and that's why I was asking, how long have you had the phone number? Like, is it, like, everywhere? You know what I mean?
It's
You've had it 14 years. It's on all your vehicles. It's on your shirt. You know, it's been in the local newspaper. Like, you know what I mean? And so that's why I'm trying to help you guys in this sense. Yeah, tracking numbers, and I'll tell you, you know, again, and I'm sure Nick mentioned this, the tracking number is basically, that's how you're going to know where your calls are coming from. It's always a local tracking number, but I do understand your concern. I know I have to let people know up front, like, there is a tracking number that is going to be assigned. But again, I mean, we understand, you know, where you're coming from, you know? So,
No, and Nick said he mentioned it. I don't remember hearing it, so if he did mention it, it was literally something like you just said, oh, we assigned you a tracking number. It was never explained what that, a whole new phone number.
Of course.
Right there,
and it's always, not. And just so you know, Mindy, and again, I'm trying to get the approval to not do the tracking number, so that's why I wanted to kind of pitch this. Okay, so.
So
they told me, they are giving me the approval to not put a tracking number. It's going to be your phone number. So they're not going to put the tracking number.
Okay. So
that's
now
why
here
I want
my concern. Cause once I expressed my concern to Nick about it, his whole sales pitch went, everything's based off of that tracking number. We can't optimize your advertising without knowing where the information's coming from and how to better. So what am I losing now with that?
No, you're not losing anything. You're not losing anything, hun. You're not. So the reason, okay, so like I said, right, having the tracking number is our way of also seeing, like, okay, they're getting X amount of calls because we're able to track that number that is coming from our program, right? Because it's our local number, okay? Without the tracking number, it doesn't mean that, oh, my gosh, now you're not going to be optimized. It's just that you're not going to really be able to tell if that call is actually coming from, unless if you're asking them, which I'm sure you being a business owner, you always ask, how did you hear about us?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how you're going to know. Someone's going to tell you, oh, I saw you on Google, or it was a Facebook ad, or whatever the case may be, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just in our tracking and reporting system, you're just not going to see that, okay, well, that call came from actually their program, if that makes sense.
Right.
So with him, I think he was just really trying to push the tracking number, but he should have asked you, you know, with the concerns that you had, well, how long have you had the phone? You know, because that's usually where I would go, like, and again, it's not to say that you're losing anything. It's just that we won't have the proof to actually tell you, Mindy, you actually got 5 calls from our program, because it's going to be your actual number on there, which is fine. I know when I ran my catering business, I always asked everybody, no matter what, well, how'd you hear about us? Where did you find it? Where did you get my number? Or did someone, and people would say, oh, so-and-so referred me to you. Or they would say, oh, actually, I saw your Google listing. Or they would say, you know, I found you on Yelp. And I mean, of course, this was like 10 years ago, right? When I had this little side hustle. But I always asked, because I myself wanted to know, if it was a referral. You know, because sometimes when it was referrals, well, that person that referred me, I wanted to make sure that I gave them, even if it was a little, you know, discount or a little extra the next time they hired me, just for that appreciation, you know? So, yeah. So, that's the whole point, you know? I mean, that's the only thing, is that we're just not going to be able to really tell you, like, okay, you got 10 calls from our program. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to...
It's okay. You're multitasking.
Yep. I was late getting here to begin with, so I got to get the trailer unloaded.
Oh, no.
So this whole, in light of this whole situation, brings additional concerns. Like, so you guys build this website.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to not continue the service, will I still get the website?
So that's a great question. When it comes to the website, you have a couple options, Mindy. Okay? So the website, you could pay $49 a month, and we'll continue to host and maintain that website. Okay?
Okay.
Or you could pay $99 one-time charge. The domain, okay, would be yours, but not the content. So what that would mean then is that you would need to recreate the website, but that domain would actually be yours, and it's a one-time $99 charge. Or you could just be like, I don't even want it. So then you don't pay anything.
Okay, so the direct answer to my question is no, I don't get the website if we choose not to go with them.
No, those would be your options, correct.
Okay. Following through in that same scenario, you guys are supposed to do with Facebook and Google, which I have already established.
So Facebook, we're doing Facebook ads, the Google local listing optimization. You have the website, the directory submissions are always Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook. Now, let's say you canceled, right? We're not holding your Facebook or your Google business profile hostage. Those are your profiles, right? But let's say, you know, later on down the road, you were like, you know what? I just want to discontinue services. Make sure that you call 3 business days before the bill is due, okay, to cancel. And eventually over time, you're going to fall off the first page because we're no longer servicing it. And if you don't pay the $49 management for the website, or you don't pay for the domain, you know, then you just don't have the website, right? And the Facebook ads would no longer be visible because we're no longer servicing them. We're not managing Facebook ads. So that would be what would happen. Your reviews aren't going to disappear or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go over all of this.
Okay.
With Cal. Clay, you said Clay. That's our last name. He's my husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let me kind of give him the rundown. I'll let him know that you guys have approved doing it with just the business number.
Yes.
And I'll make a decision from there. I am on the job site today and tomorrow. So I won't be able to properly communicate without being in a frenzy until Thursday.
Until Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I will follow up with you on Thursday. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate
Unless if you call me sooner.
I appreciate you taking the time too, Nadine. Thank you so much.
No, you are so welcome, Andy. I mean, again, we're here to help you, okay, and to earn your business. So, but I'm glad that we got that approved. I'm glad I got that approved, and that's why I wanted to talk with you. And that's why I told my manager, listen, they've had the number 14 years. I mean, it's blasted everywhere. Like, this is their concern. And she's like, no, go ahead. I've approved it to no tracking number. So, okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. So I will talk with you on Thursday. Okay,
definitely.
Unless it's,
sounds
like
good.
I said, unless if you call me sooner.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.